Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So you're afraid of giving speech in front of a lot of people, or also known as public speaking? This speech tells us how to be a more confident public speaker. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Okay, if this sounds like your worst nightmare, you're not alone. Actually, you're one of the estimated 70% of the population that has an intense fear of public speaking. Okay, if this sounds like your worst nightmare, you are not alone. Actually, you're one of the estimated 70% of population that has an intense fear of public speaking. 那首先来看第一个字呢是 nightmare。Nightmare 呢指的是梦魇的意思 ，night 就是我们所熟悉的晚上、夜晚的那个 night。M-A-R-E 呢这边是发 mare 的音 ，nightmare 轻轻的 a 的感觉 ，nightmare，nightmare。Nightmare。那我们讲到的 the worst nightmare 呢，则是说最糟糕的梦魇，也就是你最怕最怕的一件事情。那我们可以说 the movie It is currently in theaters right now, and clowns are often a child's worst nightmare. 就是我们现在有一部电影呢，叫做 It， 中文就是翻成这个它。那因为小丑呢通常会是小孩子很惧怕的一件事情。其实我们自己身为东方人呢，好像对小丑并没有这么严重的就是恐惧。那因为好像在西方，我看到一篇文章是说，西方小朋友可能去园游会的时候，他们觉得小丑是一个很恐怖的东西，他的笑容呢仿佛是被It's a forceful smile， 就是他那个笑是僵在那边的笑，所以他们有时候从小会觉得这件事情很不自然，所以心里会有埋下了这个对小丑的恐惧这样子。再我们来看是 alone 呢指的是单独的 alone 也可以指的是孤单的，孤单的、单独的都可以。还有记得它的 L-O-N-E 是 lone 有一个 O 的感觉，所以会是从由大而小的 O。那如果是 along 的话，后面的 L-O-N-G 就是 long， 它就是嘴巴，就是上下颚上下分开的感觉。Along 是沿着。那举例来说呢 ，Taking a walk along the river at sunset is always soothing。在黄昏的时候呢，沿着这个河边散步呢，是一件非常舒爽的一件事情，非常放松。再我们来看是 estimate 的重音在 es 的地方发 s 的音 ，ti 发短音 est，mate 发 8 的音 ，estimate 是估计。那我们往往会加 d， 那如果加上 d 的话呢，有一个被动式，我们会有一个片语说 it is estimated that， 就是据估计的意思。那我们可以说 ，It is estimated that over 30,000 people showed up at the concert. 估计呢有三万人以上呢来参加这个演唱会。那它的名词就是 estimation， 重音在 ma 的地方，也是估计的意思。举例来说呢，these numbers are just an estimation of how much profit that this trade fair could bring. 这些数字呢，只是一个估计呢，来估计这一场贸易的展览呢，大约可以带进多少利润。最后我们要来看是 intense 指的是强烈的，重音在 tn 的地方 intense。那我们可以说 ，There was an intense smell in the room that I did not like。房间里面有一股很强烈的味道，是我并没有这么喜欢的。它的动词则是 intensify 是增强。那我们可以说 ，The argument intensified and someone had to interfere。这个他们的争执呢，越来越激烈，到了一个需要有人介入的地步。Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Okay, if this sounds like your worst nightmare, you're not alone. Actually, you're one of the estimated 70% of the population that has an intense fear of public speaking. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!